sick of niggers, sick of niggers. I'm so sick of niggers. Nigger, 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 nigger. I'm sick of niggers. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Niggers, I'm sick of niggers. So very, very, very sick of niggers. I'm sick of niggers. The niggers, 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 niggers. I'm sick of niggers. Meat. The 24-year-old who's the youngest female broker in the New York Stock Exchange. Lauren Simmons, an equity trader, I can't read, for Rosenblatt Securities. I wonder if they have 6 million employees. Rosenblatt is the youngest woman to be a full-time broker. It's a video. I'm not watching the video. That's not even what this fucking podcast is about. But this is at the top of the fucking page on Yahoo News. It's a fucking nigger woman. I'm sick of niggers. I'm sick of niggers. I'm on my last fucking straw with niggers. I'm sick of niggers. I'm sick of nigger women. I'm sick of Jews. I'm sick of Jews and nigger women. I'm sick of niggers. I'm sick of niggers. I can't wait for the race war so I can kill the fucking niggers. I'm sick of niggers. I'm so goddamn sick of niggers. This fucking nigger girl, she's the youngest female broker in the New York Stock Exchange, and she's a fucking slave for some fucking Jews. She works for the Rosenblatt Securities. She's a fucking slave to Jews. She's a fucking nigger girl, and she's a Jew slave. Okay? Shut up, nigger girl. Now, let's get to what this podcast is actually about. A while back, you guys may remember, I started off this podcast series, which I still haven't finished, because this video launched me into it. This little fucking white girl whining about how she had to work, you know, from 9 to 5 every day in the city and commute. And oh my God, it was so traumatic because she had to fucking commute and it was difficult and she didn't have time to ride the cock carousel and all this other stuff. And I pointed out, hey, honey, this is what you wanted. You went to college for this. Like, this is what you wanted. You wanted a career. You got a career. This is what you wanted. Brielle Asaro. Is this a real name? Brielle Asaro blew up online when she shared a tearful reaction to her first job out of college. Now she says she was laid off from the role and is not optimistic about finding another. Arrow says she did everything right, yet has no savings to fall back on. Guys, she did everything right. Okay, if she did everything right, she would have a husband, and she would be a stay-at-home mother, and she would be raising children. She did nothing right. Okay, she went to college. That was wrong. She got a job in the city while she didn't live in the city. That required an extensive commute. That was wrong. She is not married. That is wrong. She is not having children. That is wrong. She has a TikTok account. That is wrong. This stupid fucking whore. For those of you in the cheap seats, for those of you up there in the nosebleed section, the stupid fucking whore did nothing right. She did everything wrong. She has no savings to fall back on. If you have no savings to fall back upon, you cannot make the statement that you did everything right. If you did everything right, you would have money and savings and wealth accumulated to fall back upon. We live in this fucking complete goddamn clown world where we have to constantly fucking lie to women and tell them that they're not stupid whores. We have to tell them that they've done everything right when in fact they've done nothing right. We have to suffer nigger women constantly being shoved down our throats. You've done nothing right, you stupid, 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 stupid fucking whore. All you have done in your life is go into debt for a college education that is completely fucking worthless and allow miles and miles and miles of cock to be pumped through your fucking cunt. That's all you've done. You've done nothing right. A college graduate who blew up online after sharing her struggles with working life has announced on TikTok she was laid off. In October, 21-year-old Brielle Acero went mega viral and made headlines when she posted a tearful video calling out the struggles. Guys, fucking Neil Armstrong almost fucking failed to land on the moon. He was almost out of goddamn fuel. He could have died. Okay? Fucking Columbus sailed across the goddamn ocean. Cortez fucking went into goddamn the continent of South America and endured all kinds of struggles and took on the fucking Mayans and the Aztecs and the Incas and all this shit, dealt with all this political bullshit and burned. But oh my god, she went to college! She got a job! Our career! She got a career, guys! The struggles this poor little white girl had to endure as she went to college! Oh, the struggles! Her struggles! God damn it, I hate niggers, I hate women, I hate Jews, I hate them all. They've fucking destroyed everything in fucking the world that is fucking beautiful and good. They've destroyed art, they've destroyed architecture, they've destroyed literature, they've destroyed civilization. This woman should be fucking beat. She should be beat until blood is running down her fucking legs. And then she was smacked in the face with a fucking 2x4. She should fucking die. Her fucking struggles. She struggled, guys. She went to college and got a fucking worthless diploma and had to get a goddamn job, which is what she wanted. She wanted a fucking career. Her struggles. in October, 21-year-old stupid fucking cunt Brielle Asaro went mega viral and made headlines when she posted a tearful video calling out the struggles of the 9-to-5 work culture she was experiencing for the first time. In the upload, which has received 3.4 million views to date, Asaro, who had recently started a corporate position in the New York area, said the office life and commute meant she had no time or energy by the time she got home. Oh, fucking wah. This is what you wanted, you stupid whore. You went to college for this. You signed up for this. This is what you signed up for. This is what you wanted. God damn it, I'm sick of women. They're so fucking astronomically stupid. They're just stupid. They're stupid. They're stupid. They're stupid. They're stupid. Stupid. The video received a mixed reaction online. Some criticized Asaro's take, while many more came to her defense and called out similar issues with the 40-hour work week. Why do we have a 40-hour work week? Oh, because of boomers. Because if the boomers can't see you working, how do they know you're doing your job? Well, why are the boomers still alive? Oh, because we shut down the economy so they wouldn't die from the Wuhan. I don't have sympathy for any of you. If you're whining about the 40-hour work week, well, here's a question. Have you killed any boomers lately? No? Well, then fuck you. You can't lick the ass of the boomers who have imposed the 40-hour work week upon you and at the same time whine about your 40-hour work week. You know what? The great one doesn't do a 40-hour fucking work week. I have a fucking job where I do my fucking job and I go home. If there's no job to do, I can stay the fuck at home. Where there's a job to do, I go do it. I work in an industry that is results-based. You know why I work in an industry that's results-based? Because I didn't go to college for a fucking worthless degree because I'm not a stupid fucking white woman. Okay? You wanted this, you stupid, 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 stupid fucking whore. This is what you wanted. Fuck you. You are a stupid, 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 stupid whore. At the time, Asaro told Business Insider in an email statement that she was very grateful to have a job. Well, of course you are, because you can't get a husband, because you're already broken beyond, you know, anything that any man would ever want to fucking marry. But that, quote, it is discouraging and understandable why Americans are burnt out and mental illness levels are high, unquote. Oh, I'm so happy that this, how old is this little cunt? 20-something? 21-year-old, this 21-year-old whore is explaining to us why it's understandable that Americans are burnt out and mental illness levels. No, sweetheart, the reason mental illness levels are high is because women like you need attention. And you pretend you have mental illnesses to get attention, right? I'm bipolar. No, you're not bipolar. You just have emotions. All humans have emotions. But you've taken that and turned it into a mental illness to get attention. I'm gender fluid. No, sweetheart, you're not gender fluid. You're just a dumb attention-whoring bitch, okay? On December 16th, Asaro posted once again to TikTok, and said she had been laid off from her role. Her role. It's not a role. Her role. She laid off from her role. It's called a job, sweetheart. It's called a job because they pay you to do it. Do you know why they pay you to do the job? Because it's not fun. See, women think that your job is a place you go to have fun with people you like. That is not what a job is. Your job is a job because it's not fun. That's why you have to be paid to do it. As much as I love doing what I do in theater and events and doing lighting and doing these productions and doing concerts and doing corporate events and everything, as much as I enjoy doing that, and I do enjoy doing that, there's a lot of stuff in my job that I really enjoy doing. If they stop paying me, I'm going to stop showing up because it's not fun. That's why they pay me. Because it's a job, because it's work. Okay? It's not a role, it's a job. They're paying you to show up and do things you don't want to do, like fucking commute. You were the dumb bitch who took the fucking job in New York City, okay? You stupid, 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 stupid fucking whore. On December 16th, Asaro posted once again to TikTok and said she had been laid off from her role, which had taken her 5 months to find, and she had moved to New York City for. If you're stupid enough to move to New York City for a job, you deserve everything you get. You are a stupid, stop me if you've heard this before. You're a stupid, 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 stupid whore. And every time I scroll down on this webpage, this video pops up that wants me to meet the 24-year-old who is the youngest female, blah, blah, blah. It's Laura Simmons. It's the little nigger girl. Every time I scroll down the page, the video pops up and wants to play. I do not want to see a video of a fucking nigger girl. I do not want to see Yahoo News. Listen to me. I do not want to see a video of a nigger girl. Why is this so hard for you to understand? I do not want, unless you're showing me of a video of a nigger girl being deported back to Africa, I do not want to see a video of a nigger girl. I am sick of nigger girls. I'm sick of niggers. I'm sick of girls. I'm sick of nigger girls. Are we clear? Is there anybody who is unclear on what the great one's position is? On niggers? On girls? Or on nigger girls? Is there anyone who's unclear? If you are unclear, raise your fucking hand right now. Asaro said she had been let go. Asaro, whatever the fuck this whore's name. Does it matter what her name is? It doesn't matter what her name is. Asaro said she had been let go from the startup. So it's a startup. So not only were you dumb enough to go to college, not only were you dumb enough to go to college for whatever it is you have a diploma in, we still don't know, and I'm scrolling on the page, and there's this fucking video again that just really wants me to watch this video about this fucking nigger girl. Hold on. Give me a second here. Give me just 1 second. Diploma. Can anyone fucking tell me what is her diploma in? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm Googling. Hold on. It's on Google. It must be true. Hold on. Video. God damn it. Fucking pop-ups. A UNI graduate. Rude awakening. I don't have time to do anything. What is her goddamn diploma in? I just want to know, what did she fucking major in? Why is this so goddamn hard? Why is it so goddamn fucking hard? Marketing. Here it is. Marketing graduate. She fucking went to college for marketing. I'm sorry. Have any of you heard of ChatGPT? Didn't we just listen to a fucking episode of Marketing Over Coffee where they said that marketing jobs are going down? Don't we have ChatGTP? Isn't ChatGTP and other AIs doing all your marketing? She went to college for marketing. See, she had a choice. She could have children. She could be married to a man who loves her and takes care of her. She could stay home and care for her children. Or she could go to college for marketing and have a career. Guys, a career. And she could move to New York City, one of the probably the most expensive places on the planet Earth to live. And that's what she chose. Marketing. She majored in marketing. She majored in lying to people. Guys, what is marketing? Marketing is lying to people. Buy this product, it will make your life complete. Marketing is lying. It is lying. That's what it is. Marketing is lying. She went to college to learn how to lie, something that women do naturally. Of course it's your baby. I've only had sex with two other men before I met you. Of course I'm a virgin. No, I didn't have sex with your best friend, right? Women are fucking masters at lying. The idea of a woman going to college for marketing is absolutely insane. Women do not need to learn how to lie. It comes naturally to them. Just like for boys, like peeing in the snow and writing our names comes naturally to us, lying comes naturally to women. Women are so goddamn dumb that they will pay money to go to college to learn how to lie, something they already know how to do. That's how fucking dumb women are. Hey, look, the little video about the fucking nigger girl keeps popping up. Wow, imagine that. Yahoo News is just shoving the little nigger girl down my throat. Who knew? I couldn't see this coming. All right, where are we at? She moved to New York City. Acero said she had been let go from the startup. Why did you get a job at a startup? Sweet princess, you dumb, you stupid, 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 stupid fucking whore. You stupid whore. You got a job at a startup. Do you understand what is a startup? A startup is a company that's just starting up and might not fucking survive. Okay? A startup is a gamble. You fucking went to college for something you already know how to do, lying. You went into debt for a bunch of money. For something you already know how to do, lying, and then you move to New York City, the most expensive place on the planet Earth to live, and you got a job at a startup. Remember, guys, women are fucking geniuses. Okay. Acero said she'd been let go from the startup as they, quote, didn't have the workload or the bandwidth, unquote, to train her or give her the work she was hired to do. I don't know. Maybe these are questions you should ask before you get hired. Like, you know, like an intelligent person would ask these kind of questions. Like, Stop! Why does she need training? To train her, she just went to college. for marketing. She's a Zoomer. She has a cell phone. She can take selfies of herself in the bathroom mirror. Why does she need training? Like, she's had 12... This is a real fucking question. She has 12 years of public education, 4 years of college. Wait, she's 21. 18, 21. So 3 years of college? What kind of fucking degree does she have? These days, every degree takes at least 4 years. Because, we need to see a four-year degree just to know that you're committed. Right? I mean, if I don't see a diploma, how do I know you're working? Right? The boomers could be dead, but no, we shut down the economy and eliminated all these jobs to save the boomers from dying, right? So she's got 12 years of public education and 2 or 3 years of college, and she still needs training for marketing? All you have to do is turn on ChatGPT and say, write some marketing propaganda for my company. What kind of fucking training does this stupid fucking whore need? This is a real question. This is a real question. This is a real question. How much more training does she need after 14 years of formal education? She's a marketer. How much more training does she need? Hold on, does this say here, what company did she work for? Does it say? Signer, grateful for her job. See, I just can't fathom this shit. How is it people graduate from college and still need training? The fuck did you do in college for all those years? They didn't have the workload or bandwidth to give her the work, to train her or give her the work she was hired to do. Why are you hiring people if there's no work for them to do? No, let's shift away from her for a second. Why are you, did you hire her because she's a woman? You needed to fill an affirmative action slot? Why are you hiring people if there's no work for them to do? Why are you hiring people if you don't have time to train them to do, and again, let's be honest, you do have to train people even though they have public education in college, because that's why you have to train them. In the 12 years of public education and the 2, 4, 6, 8 years of college, they didn't learn anything of value. Right? So you really do, you're a company, okay? You do. You hire somebody out of college, they're not going to have a fucking clue about the real world. You actually do have to train them. And this is why I will maintain that if you own a company, you know, if I ever start a company, I'm not going to hire college graduates. I mean, okay, if you're hiring like engineers, that's different. If you're hiring like engineers or doctors, then yes, you want someone who went to college for engineering or medicine. Honest to God, beyond that, there's no reason to hire a college graduate. None. Because you're going to have to teach them everything anyway. So whoever she got this job for, these people are morons. But this is not a surprise. Almost everyone is a moron today. I mean, everybody out there is running around going, well, how can we worship nigger women? How can we feature nigger women in our marketing? How can we feature nigger women in our advertising? How can we have a fucking video on our website that pops up every time you scroll down the page featuring a fucking nigger woman? How can we shove nigger woman, nigger woman, nigger woman, nigger woman down everybody's throat all the fucking time? And then, God, I'm baffled. I can't figure out why white men hate nigger women so much. I mean, it can't possibly be because nigger women are shoved down the throats of white men 6 million times a day. In an email statement to Business Insider, she said the layoff had, quote, absolutely nothing to do, unquote, with her previous viral video, and she said there were, quote, no hard feelings, unquote. In her video, she said her former boss had praised her performance. What performance? She didn't do anything. It says right here, they didn't have the work she was hired to do. She didn't do anything. What performance? Did she give him a blowjob? I mean, seriously, if I was her boss, I'd at least have her suck my dick before I fired her. By the way, honey, nice roots. In her video, she said her former boss had praised her performance at giving blowjobs and she expected a good reference. Well, good for you, sweetheart. You got a good reference out of all this. Still, Asaro told her followers she needed a new role. A role, is that what girls are calling it nowadays? A role? It's called a job. It's called a job because it's not fun. That's why you get paid to go there. It's not a role. A role is something that actresses and actors do on the stage. That's a role. Okay? You do not have a role. You need a job because you're not wife material, because you're undateable, because you're a stupid whore. Asaro told her followers she needed a new role by January the 2nd, and she wasn't optimistic about her chances, given many companies would pause recruiting over the holiday period. No, your chances are very, very low, sweet princess. She also listed all of her achievements. Oh my God, her achievements, including obtaining a degree. Sweetheart, everybody has a degree nowadays. A degree is not hard to find. Now, right under this is the video playing. I have the audio turned off, but it's her sitting here with her fucking fake blonde hair and these giant fucking bright red fake fingernails and all these rings and jewelry. Princess, if you have money for those fingernails, you're spending money on your fingernails, but you don't have a job. Okay. Listed her achievements: obtaining a degree, working internships, so working for free because you're stupid, and building a portfolio. Building a portfolio. Okay, building a portfolio, otherwise known as working for free. But said she still found the idea of re-entering the job application process daunting. Quote, I have done everything I possibly could have, and it's still not enough. Unquote, she said. No, you haven't done everything you could have. If you had done everything you could have, you would, number one, let's go over this, guys. Let's fucking review. If this stupid fucking whore had done everything she could have possibly done, here's what she would have done. Number one, she would have not gone to college. Number two, she would not have gotten those fucking ugly ass fake fingernails. Number three, she would not have painted the ugly ass fake fingernails bright red. Number four, she would not have fake dyed her hair blonde. Number five, she would have found a good man. Not a fucking player, not a thug, not a nigger, not a criminal, not a meth addict, not a fucking con man, not a rapist, not a pedophile, an actual man who would love her and care about her and support her, and literally Hitler be willing to give his life to protect her. Okay? Number six, she would have had children. Number seven, she would shut the fuck up and she would make her man a goddamn pie and she would raise the kids and be a stay-at-home mother. And number whatever the fuck it is, she wouldn't have a goddamn TikTok account. Okay? So don't fucking tell me you've done everything you possibly could have when in fact you are a giant fucking failure, just like almost every other white woman from North America. Shut the fuck up, you stupid, 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 stupid fucking whore. You are a stupid whore. Sarah said she was considering. She's considering again. See, this is the thing. Women can consider getting a job. Men have to get jobs because no one's going to bail us out. Acero said she was considering getting a job as a nanny or a server while she waited to see if she could find a new marketing role. She said she barely had enough money to live on in her past 9-to-5 job, which meant she had no savings to fall back on. She's not alone. Over 50% of Gen Xers don't have enough emergency savings to last them 3 months, according to a survey conducted by Bank of America this year. Gosh, sure is a good thing the boomers ruined the economy. Sure is a good thing you fucking zoomers participated in shutting down the economy so no boomers would die. Because after all, if the boomers all died, no one could see you at work. And how would anybody know that you're working? God damn it! I have no sympathy for you, you stupid whore. None. None. I have no fucking sympathy for you. She told BI that she made the video connect with other people who had a similar experience. Quote, there's so many college graduates being laid off and it's upsetting, unquote. Well, because your diplomas are worthless, sweetheart. ChatGTP can replace you. You don't do anything. You don't create value. Do you not understand this? You don't understand this because you're a white woman from North America and you're dumber than fuck. The only thing dumber than you is a nigger girl, okay? You are a white woman from North America. You create no value at all. The only value you have is in being a mother. And since you don't want to be a mother because patriarchy and my career and fur babies and horsies and I'm spiritual but not religious and I'm pansexual and I'm sapiosexual and all this other shit, you're a fucking stupid bitch. And yes, this is your life. Your life is going to be a life of financial destitution. Because this is what the boomers have left for you, this is what the Jews want for you, and this is what you have embraced. Suck it up, buttercup. Let me see. Let's just see if we can get this to play. If I can
cry.
Here we go.
But I got laid off of my first postgrad job and the one that took me 5 months to find that I moved to New York City for.
Aww. Took her 5 months to find a job, and she moved to New York. So we knew this already. I don't know if you guys can hear this or not. I'm just playing this on my speakers, so you may or may not be able to hear this.
It's not my fault before we start. I worked for a startup.
It is your fault. It's not my fault. Listen to this. It's not my fault. This is her instant fucking go-to. It's not my fault. This is white women. Well, it's not my fault. I had nothing to do with my results. My results have nothing to do with my actions. It's not my fault. No, princess, you stupid, 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 stupid fucking whore. You stupid whore. You going to college for marketing and then applying for, interviewing for, and accepting a job in New York City, all of those things are your fault. That is all you. It's your fault. Do not do this. It's not my fault shit. This is why women aren't, this is one of the countless reasons that why women are inferior. I'm just fucking sick of them. And I know Republicans are, yeah, women's are equal. Let's let them vote. And why women should be allowed to have jobs. This is why voting Republican is not the goddamn solution. It is your fault, you stupid, stupid whore. Okay? On January the 1st at 4 a.m. in the morning, when I'm loading a truck in the snow and the ice after doing a fucking event, the reason I'm loading a truck in the snow and the ice and the freezing ass cold at 0400 hours and freezing my balls off and slipping on the ice, that is my fault. Because I, like a dumbass, thought that working in theater would be fun. That is my fault. For this fucking whore with her fake blonde hair and her fake ass fingernails to sit here on fucking Fag Talk and talk about it's not my fault. It is your fault, you stupid, stupid, stupid bitch.
The workload or the bandwidth that they needed to train me and to give me work to do.
Why do you need training?
I wasn't doing anything that I was hired to do.
That's every woman at every job ever. Right? The only thing you're hired to do, princess, is to be a fucking affirmative action checkbox. All right? That's what you were hired to do.
I was really wanting to learn, so I was thinking in my head that I wanted a job with more responsibilities anyways, but I...
You're a woman. The last thing you need is responsibility. All right? You're a fucking white woman from North America. The last thing you should have is responsibility because you're not capable of handling it.
January 2nd, I need a new job and I don't have one. I even told most of my friends, if I post this, it's because I actually thought it through. Getting laid off before the holidays, that means the hiring processes stop right before Christmas and then they go all the way until January 2nd and then they pick back up. And it's still going to probably be 2 or 3 week process.
She has no contact with the reality. Corporations, because she works in marketing, okay? When you want a job in marketing, all right, so like for example, me, I work for a small business. There's no marketing jobs there. If you're looking for a job in marketing, you have, just by virtue of that, the only places that are going to hire you are large corporations because those are the only things that have marketing divisions, right? A business has to be a large enough corporation to have a marketing division, or it has to be a corporation or a business that specifically caters to marketing, that does marketing for other businesses. Right, so you've excluded small businesses. Are there some small businesses out there that do marketing? Yes, that's true. Mostly, like 90% of the people that are going to hire someone with a marketing diploma are large corporations. What do large corporations have? They have HR departments. They have all sorts of rules and regulations and methodologies and processes. It's going to take, it's going to take weeks. No, princess, it's going to take months for you to make your way through the system and get another job. Months. Okay? Once again, as much as I've made bad decisions in my life, and you know, and I joke about it, and I should have gone into auto body repair and everything like that. With what I do, I mean, this job I have now, I came in here, I rolled into town, I went to the business where these guys own this business. I went there, I talked to them. We talked for like 2 or 3, I forget. It was like 2 or 3 hours. We just hung out and we talked. Bam! Job. job offer. They said, well, look, if you, you know, if you're interested, you know, we like you. If you like us, come work for us for a while. Let's see how things work out and we go for it. That was literally my process. I sent them an email. I said, here's my resume. Here's what I've done. I'm looking for work. They emailed me back. They said, come on by the place and talk to us. I came up here to Rapid City. I went to their place. I talked to them for somewhere between 2 to 3 hours. And at the end of that, they said, all right, well, look, you know, you're interested. Here's the deal. Let's show up for this stuff. Let's start working for us. Let's see just how it goes. And here I am. Princess, you got months ahead of you because you've got to go through all this bullshit because you have a diploma in lying, which is something that comes naturally to every woman on earth. Your competition for your job is literally Hitler. The competition for your job in marketing is literally Hitler, every white woman in North America, and ChatGTP. Your odds are really slim.
On board for a new job. So that's the time frame I'm looking at. I can't wait that long. I need a job immediately. The job that I was working 9 to 5 from, I wasn't making enough to live.
She wasn't making enough to live, guys. Well, why did you accept the job? Did they not tell you how much the pay was going to be when you took the job? I wasn't making enough to live, but I took the job anyway. Well, you're a dumb bitch that can't do math.
Because of that job, like the salaries that people are making with a degree right now after college is just not okay.
No, because your college diploma is worthless, you stupid fucking whore, you stupid bitch. Did you guys hear that? The salaries people are making with college diplomas is not okay. Well, because everyone has a diploma. Your diploma is not worth money. Do you not understand this? You don't. That's the problem. Your diploma is not worth money. Your diploma is not worth money. You have a diploma in lying. It's not worth money. My God, women are dumb. They're so fucking dumb. They're dumb. They're dumb. They're astronomically dumb. They're like 6 million times dumber than normal. They're dumb. My God, they're fucking dumb.
Thanks so much. And I still don't have an emergency fund.
Because you're dumb.
Because...
Well, how much money did you spend on those fucking fake fingernails? How much money did you spend dyeing your hair? I don't have an emergency fund. Gee, I'm shocked.
I wasn't making enough to save any of it. Everything was going towards living and expenses and commuting and everything else.
Shut up.
Go through the whole entire hiring process again.
Yes.
Actually, Kelly, it's so defeating. It's so disappointing. And it makes you feel like you're not good enough. And I know that
You're not good enough. Okay, you're not good enough. If you were good enough, you'd have a husband. You're not good enough.
I know that I'm a hard worker and my boss
No, you're not.
I'm one of the smartest people he's ever had
working. Oh my God, my boss said I'm one of the smartest people. Yeah, he said that because he's firing your ass and he didn't want to get sued. That's called lying. As a woman, you should be able to recognize lying when it happens because you're an expert on lying.
Under him, and he knows that I'm gonna land on my feet, and he'll give me a great referral to anybody. So don't start. I have a degree. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I had.
I have a degree. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Oh, this is hilarious. This is fucking hilarious. This is hilarious.
Look, I worked freelance out of school because I was building my portfolio, taking the time.
I worked freelance out of school, right? And then we were free.
I've done everything I possibly could have, and it's still not.
No, you haven't. We've already covered this. You haven't done everything you possibly could have because you don't have a husband.
Putting yourself in debt to go to college, and you still can't find
a
job that pays.
See, there it is. There it is. She put herself in debt to go to college. There's always the possibility, because I didn't know, that maybe, you know, mommy and daddy, or mommy, because odds are she doesn't know who her father is, paid for her college. But no, she just said she went into debt to go to college. There you go. You're in debt. Welcome to reality, princess.
Enough for you to live and have a balance with life, too. It's like...
You don't get a...
hoping that this is just a transition period, so...
Your balance with life would have been the part where you had a husband. But you rejected that because girl boss.
Come on, welcome to me trying to find another job. And maybe I'll nanny, maybe I'll serve until I find another full-time position that's in marketing. That's something that I want to do. If you know any marketing positions hiring, any social media digital marketing hiring, let me know.
She wants to work at social media. She wants to post on Boomer Book and InstaThought. I mean, this is why women can't make any money. This is what they want to do. Well, I just want to sit on my computer and post on Instagram. Okay, but that's not worth money. It's just not. I know that it's fun for you, but that's not worth money to a company. That doesn't you having fun on Instagram does not generate revenue.
But I just wanted to be like completely transparent because that's just what I do. And
she wanted to be completely transparent because that's what she do. Okay, Princess, if you want to be completely transparent, how about this? How many niggers have you had sex with? You want to give me that information? Would you like to be transparent about the number of nigger cocks that have been inside you?